Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Wednesday, the 5th of August. Okay, I've not got much. My time is purely being taken up with Ultimate and doing these, the setup of that and doing videos for the new tool. I've put three videos on Twitter this morning. One of them I've put in the members area and emailed Ultimate members. The other two will go in the new members area, tutorials for the Power Builder X. And the one I've posted in the existing members area is a walkthrough from OptiBet right through to the record keeping half hour video. But I mean, they're just excellent. The more I use these tools, they are just superb. I can't, you know, there's no excuses for anybody. There's not much that we can do. You know, we've had a massive overhaul with lockdown on things we could do and add. Guys have been great. And I mean, one guy emailed me yesterday and said it's the biggest overhaul they've known since they've been with FTS. That, you know, it's not like this is going to be done every year. This is us done. You know, there's not much, you know, you can add little tweaks, but there's not much improving we can do on what we've got here going forward. And if you can't use this and make it work, then I suggest the game is not for you. I am absolutely delighted with everything that we've got. You know, from the power builders to the OptiBet tools for all five databases, with the actual service itself and the production of odd sheets and everything. I just think, you know, to have all this, I honestly believe, you know, we're talking about being able to get up on a Friday morning, put some bets on and go about your weekend. I just don't think we can beat it. I think it's absolutely superb. I know I'm biased because it's mine, but I just think, you know, when the more I've made, what, an hour and a half's worth of videos this morning, just using them, they're absolutely superb. So that is my time, really. That's what I'm doing. Obviously, we've got Ultimate opening. It is now 12:22. It's opening in about an hour and a half. As I will say to people, I am not about this afternoon. I'm going to help my son out. So there's no panic. You've got 2 days to join. Do feel free to email. I will sort it out in the morning. Nobody's going to get left out or whatever. If you're an existing member, you are guaranteed. And then we'll deal with anybody new Friday. The members area, for people who do are waiting, it will be on Friday afternoon. I do like the first run of the season, particularly when we've changed teams in leagues, and Belgium this year have changed their number of games. I do like, in effect, to do everything manually as well and then just check that all the auto processes work. So it just takes me a bit longer the first couple of weeks of the season just to double check everything is as it should be. So the members area will open Friday p.m. There's no games till Saturday. Fulham are up. I told you that the day the championship table was finished that Fulham would be coming up. Nobody believed me. Experience, I think Parker's done a great job. Just goes to show that tippy-tappy football doesn't always win. Brentford have played some great stuff this season, but I think they'd have got eaten up in the Premier League, and I think that Fulham will obviously find it difficult next year. They'll try and stop teams. But the two goals I thought were fantastic. People were crucifying the keeper for the first one, but I just thought it was brilliant from the lad. I just thought excellent. You know, I only watched the last 20 minutes. It was 0-0. I watched the last 20 minutes an extra time. I just thought it was absolutely brilliant from the lad, that free kick. I thought, what ingenuity that was. Quick thinking. You know, when Trent Alexander did it against Barcelona, the whole world was jumping up and down saying what a genius he was. And last night, people are blaming the keeper. The Barcelona defence that night were an absolute shambles and switched off completely. Last night, I just thought that was absolute brilliant thinking. Everybody thought that ball was getting swung in the box. And he just spotted the gap, hit the shot, be accurate, be powerful enough from that range at that time in that sort of game, which means so much. I just thought it was fantastic. And then he tucked the second one away, like Ronaldo. He was flipping brilliant, I thought. So yeah, well done to Fulham. As I did tell you could have backed them. I told you that they would come up. They were a decent price. and a few emails telling me I was talking shit. There you go. Amazing. I talk a load of shit, but amazing how often I'm right. Right, so that's it. Yes, as I say, that is my I keep sort of making apologies for my time. You know, we're in strange times. There's never been a time when football has finished and then 5 days later a new season is starting. Segunda, that threw me into a right tailspin this morning. Even the La Liga website had they cancelled the game between Fuenlabrada and Deportivo in the Segunda. And it had repercussions for Fuenlabrada's chance of getting promoted. They then did a U-turn and said, no, the game can go ahead. And then even on the La Liga 2 website, they have one section where it says it's being played on Wednesday and another section where it says it's being played on Friday. Football 24 had it being played tonight. Our feed coming in had it being played tonight. It's Betfair didn't have it. It was absolute carnage this morning trying to sort that out. And I thought, I'm not going to be able to do it. I'll need to wait for the boys to get up. But I was able to do it. See, I solved it. I'm a tech genius, an absolute whiz. So, yes, I just want to really get through this week, get these guys signed up, get the season underway, Belgium. And then next week onwards, I can turn my attention to a bit more helping people and sort of a season setup, bearing in mind that the main football doesn't get going till September. So we will have plenty of time. I know I'm repeating myself a lot, but you've got to make it clear. But I am over the moon with all this stuff, the ELO ratings being done and these new built. I'm excited. I'm like a kid in a candy shop. Thank you all for your patience. Thank you all for tolerating me. And I will push on and I'll be back with more news tomorrow. But as I say, for Ultimate existing members, you have access this afternoon. Do not panic. Just go through it if you're joining. And any queries, I will take a look at in the morning. So have a lovely... What is it? I don't know what day. I genuinely don't know what day of the week it is. It is Wednesday. Have a lovely Wednesday. And I will be back with you all tomorrow.